Baynard Woods. Are you there?
Hey, Mark. Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing real well. That was a great conversation.
Thank you. I thought it was a phenomenal conversation. Some of the folks that were going to stay in the studio and hear what you had to say about your lead article, which has to do about the demonstrations that these young people were leading.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, to me, it was one of the most fun I've had writing a story in a long time, because instead of, too often I feel like we sit there and we talk to people and then they tell us what, you know, and so all they're doing is talking to the reporter instead of and talking to real other people on the ground and having dialogue and stuff like that. And so, you know, to see someone like Joseph Kent really growing before your eyes in the course of these protests was really a great, and even Bats, to see him learn and grow and change over the course of from 1 week to the next is really a powerful experience to me, to just be on the ground walking with them as much as I could. You know, and so I feel like that there are really some remarkable characters like Joseph who really came out of this that, you know, it was really a honor to be able to write it.
So I'm curious, when you said you saw Bats grow, what does that mean?
Well, you know, so he says that he told me when I talked to him both weeks, and at the Penn Station protest, I went up and he said, oh, well, we're learning. The police are getting better at Baltimore. And he acknowledged that Baltimore police aren't good at crowd control and that they were getting slightly better at it over the course of. But he was also a little bit less standoffish, a little bit more, you know, not standing way off to the side of the protest, but a little bit more sort of there. There were a couple occasions at Penn Station where he went up and talked to various different protesters. And I feel like on the other hand, on that same day, I think there was some worse crowd control than the weeks before, the motorcycle police trying to sort of corral people off. And so, but I feel like he was showing a little bit more leadership and taking a little bit more charge of what his own department was doing in over the course of the week as well as the leaders of the protests who are really, you know, having to make really difficult decisions at the spur of the moment while things were going on the ground. And they did a spectacular job with it, I think.
And Joseph Kent has actually stayed in the studio with us as we've been talking about the city paper things and hearing what you have to say about him and the article. I'm glad you wrote that. And I'm glad we're having these young people from the universities on our program, because they are the energy that's going to be happening, that's going to be changing who we are, where we are, and what we do as a society. Tell me what else grabs you hard. Be honest, this time I have not had a chance to even look online yet. I've been so jammed. So tell me what's happening here.
Well, so we have another story that's related to Morgan State, actually. So there's a guy who just went to prison last week, Manoj Jha, and he was an engineering professor there, and he got a grant to figure out how to plan highways electronically. It's been done sort of by eye and by sight up until now, which is kind of insane. And yet he was supposed to quit teaching in order to do that. And because he didn't, and a couple other weird, fishy things, he ended up getting a 3-year prison term that he just went away for last week. And so it's a sort of, some people are saying, hey, he's really a hero and he was a great teacher and all of these other things. And
why did he go to jail?
Well, because the grant that he got, it's saying that he basically took the money from this grant, even though he provided the product he was supposed to provide, but he was not supposed to be doing any other work when he was doing it. And he evidently did some odd funding things with it, moved some money around. But really, he provided the service that he got paid the money to provide and still is doing going in for a 3-year sentence.
That's insane. At least it sounds insane from what I'm hearing.
So it seems like he did break the law, but it's just one of those weird cases where you know, he seemed to have been doing it sort of unknowingly and thought he was doing the right thing. And so we also have a review. I know you're a big fan of the stage, of the theater. We have a review of the Charlie Bethel's one-man show of the Odyssey over at the Theater Project, which is running through this weekend as its last week, I believe, and Jeffrey Himes reviewed it and said it was the best play that he's seen all year. So
the best play?
The best play that he's seen this year. So I'm a big fan of the classics, and I'm looking forward to going and seeing that.
But you are a classics man. That's right.
Yes. So I was sort of – I wanted to review it myself, and then I was deep in writing this other story and sort of lost my – we also have some great videos of the protest that really I encourage people to look at, and Joseph Giordano's photo galleries. And then we have another one playing on the popularity of Serial, the podcast that right. is Joe Giordano and our videographer go through Leekum Park with a woman who's been doing the mapping out where all of the bodies are there. What's her name? Worthing. And so she's been going, Ellen Worthing, for years, mapping everybody that had ever been put in the park. And so we have a great video with her sort of talking about that up online right now as well.
Well, I encourage everybody to pop that newspaper out of the box. It's always great. The Baltimore City Paper, we're here talking with Baynard Woods, senior editor of the Baltimore City Paper, always gives us this great rundown every Wednesday at the end of the program. Baynard, thanks so much, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thanks, Joseph.
Thank you.
Holiday cheer time. Good to have you with us.
All right. See y'all later.
See y'all. And this has been a great program. I want to thank you all for joining us and all the students that came in and were part of this conversation here today on the Mark Steiner Show. Joseph Kent still here in the studio with us. Thank you, Joseph, for all the stuff you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Sienna Greaves. Our theme music by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. On our way out of here, we're hearing My Doorbell by the White Stripes. Meg White, musician, percussionist, and member of the Detroit band White Stripes, born on this day in 1974. To hear the show again on podcast and repair shows, visit us on the web at steinershow.org. We can find out information about our guests as well and the work they are doing. You can also listen to and download our podcast on iTunes. And for Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.